We're going to talk with James from the James Barker Band this morning at 7:40. They are playing the Riverside Speedway in Antigonish on June 28th, the Canada Day long weekend. FX 1019, good morning.
It is James Barker calling. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Welcome back to the Frankie Hollywood and MJ Show.
All right, James, let's start off by talking about your big Juno win. Country Album of the Year for Ahead of Our Time, the James Barker Band. Wow, how do you feel about that? I mean, you had some pretty stiff competition.
No kidding. And we have so many friends in the category, too, that we're like, you almost want to lose a little bit because you feel bad because you got so many friends. But yeah. To be up against Dean and Jade and Brent and Tyler Joe, and it was a heavy category.
Congratulations on that. And, of course, you probably went out and you partied a little bit, right?
We definitely took in the sights and sounds.
Well, Ed, why not? So much to offer here in Halifax.
We had a lot of fun. The town showed us the right way to do it.
James, we have another big event that's going to pull you back to the Maritimes coming up at Riverside International Speedway, June 28th. Now, this is going to be the long Canada Day weekend. You're going to be back here. What a fun weekend this is going to be.
Oh my goodness, that is like the party of the summer. Yeah, we are really fired to come back and play the racetrack.
So it's the inaugural Country Rocks Riverside Concert Event. Country music and NASCAR, is there any better for marriage?
Those two things go together like peanut butter and jam.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like the perfect quintessential country partnership is to do with NASCAR. So it'll be a vibe.
And you're going to kick it off on the Friday, and then NASCAR, there's going to be the NASCAR Canada Series, the East Coast International Pro Stock Tour, the Hot Rod Classics Vinci's Race Series. Like, I mean, this is going to be huge.
We're talking with James from the James Barker Band, going to be at Riverside Speedway in Antigonish, Canada Day weekend.
The Canada Day long weekend is always like kind of the unofficial start of real summer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's like a specific attitude that weekend brings. So we're excited to kind of be kicking off the weekend that kicked off the summer.
You got day one. That's the biggest party, the Friday, right?
Yeah, people are fresh. People are ready to rock on the Friday.
Oh, you know it. Well, you're fresh off your big Juno win and having a great Juno weekend here in Halifax. Can't wait to see you back here in June. Where are you off to next? What are you going to be doing in the meantime?
Oh, man, we are all over the place. We're back to Nashville right now.
So what are you going to do with your Juno trophies?
I don't know. They were very heavy. They changed them this year. Last time we got one was like glass. This year they were like a heavy metal thing. So I feel like we're going to have like reinforced cases for them and put it up. Maybe even put it as a centerpiece on the table for now, if my wife allows.
So now when you go through the airport and they scan you for metallic things and things that you're not supposed to take with you, does that raise like a red flag? Do the alarms go off?
No, you know what, but I could see that happening because they could just be like, oh yeah, we have to confiscate this, and then they take it home and then it's theirs forever.
There it goes.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
We'll see you again soon, James. All the best. Take care.
Thank you guys for chatting.